What's up, everyone? This is Chad again with the Charks. It's Sunday evening, just sitting here missing my family. My daughter's at VBS, my wife's out with her aunt, and I am just sitting here thinking, I have not done a podcast in 4 days. Just a lot going on. I'll tell you bits and pieces as podcasts go on, but my goal since I've started Anchor has been to do a podcast under 5 minutes. So here is the one under 5 minutes. Let's see if we can do it. Let's jump right in. I've been thinking of the word testimony. It's been on my mind for a couple days. I looked up the definition. Let me just read you a few, and I will tell you my favorite. I want you to try to guess which one you think is my favorite. A formal, written, or spoken statement, especially one given in a court of law, or evidence of proof provided by the existence or appearance of something. And then the last one, a public recounting of a religious conversion or experience. If you guess the third one, you're right. That's my favorite. I think a religious conversion has got to be the best definition of a testimony. So what is your testimony? What would you say makes you stand out? When you die, what kind of testimony do you think you are going to leave behind? What will people say about you at your funeral? I believe that that I'm leaving a testimony right now with my family, with my friends. And you know, it's challenging because you want to do what's right, but your flesh gets in the way, right? You tend to veer off the path, and your testimony can be scarred sometimes, especially when you say and do things that can tarnish that. So how do you get back on? How do you keep a good testimony? I believe integrity is a good word. The Lord's working on me right now with a couple things, a couple people. Been thinking and praying about how to deal with a couple things. And I just want to keep a good testimony, not only to my family, but to my friends and those around me. One example of this is I am leaving my job to start a new career, and I want to leave the job I'm at, and I want to leave on a good note. I want to leave a good testimony. So I put in my 2 week, and of course everybody's like, are you really going to fulfill it? Are you going to write it out? I'm like, of course, you know. The new job called and asked, when can I start? You know, they wanted me to start the next day, and I'm like, no, I gotta wait July 9th. You know, I cannot start until July 9th. And, you know, just little things like that, I believe can hurt or help your testimony. And let me ask you this. Is there things in your life right now that are weighing you down, that are keeping you from having a testimony? Let me start by one saying this. Are you saved? Do you know for sure if you're going to be going to heaven when you die? I believe that's where the testimony starts. If you haven't, you need more info, please go back to one of my earlier podcasts called Let Me Ask You a Question. Secondly, if you are saved and you know, you're just backslidden, what are the things that are holding you back from serving God more? Is it your flesh? Is it your desires, your wants, your inhibitions? I don't know. What is it? And thirdly, you know, if you are serving and there's something secret, hidden, that no one knows about, and you need to get it out, please, by all means, get it out. Find somebody that you can tell. That way your testimony can thrive and grow. And, you know, I'm still waiting on, comments and questions and critiques from you guys, not only on this one, but future podcasts. So please send me some. And, by all means, take one day at a time, one moment at a time. And if you haven't heard my friend Kevin Trent and his podcast, please go visit his at Iron Supplements. That is the leader of Iron Men. I'm just at 5 minutes, so I got to close and keep my word and my promise. Love you guys. Until next time, here on the Charks, I'm Chad. Out.